Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is just, especially during COVID, you know, we were the refuge, right? And so people chose to do that. So people had homes that maybe they bought in 2010 for like $300,000 that are now being appraised at $800,000. Okay, well, they didn't sell it for $800,000, but they're being told it's worth so much more. So even if you have a homestead protection, you're going up 3% a year, like clockwork. And then, heaven forbid, I mean, just think, like, you know, if you had somebody that gets recruited to come to the university from another part of the state, they sell a home they want to buy. Well, that tax base is going to be a lot higher. So then you end up having to pay property tax at this much higher valuation. And that's pinching a lot of people.
Yeah. Property taxes, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I've been saying it for years. Property taxes are an unjustifiable, illogical mess. There's nothing about property taxes that makes sense philosophically. And, you know, that's me at heart. I'm a philosopher at heart. And so when things really don't make sense, when the, you know, the penalty, the fine, the payment, the tax does not match anything you can justify, it drives me crazy. And property taxes are in that category. There's all kinds of dimensions of this that we're talking about. But, you know, take some very simple things. If your house goes up in value from $200,000 to $400,000, an extremely common thing that happened since COVID, you know, during COVID and since COVID in Florida, well, okay, so every year you're limited to 3% increase, right, on your residence, 10% on a non-residence, if your property, like you own a rental house. Okay, so every year it goes up by 3% and until it finally reaches the, you know, actual market value of the home. Well, how does it benefit you to have a home that's twice the value? Do you have more money because your home is worth twice as much? You don't, unless you take out a loan against it or sell it in the future, in which case you pay capital income or capital gains tax, right? I mean, it's unrealized gains. So why should you have to pay more for that home? That doesn't make any sense. One person at, you know, 4222 Jimison Street, I don't some imaginary street. Where it comes from. But, you know, they lived in a home that they bought 10 years ago. They bought it at, a, you know, not 10 years ago, let's say 100, and now it's worth 400. It's gone up 3% every year, 10 years, put it in about, you know, 160, 70 range, something like that. Okay. So they pay a certain amount of tax based on the homestead exemption, right? And the limitation on the assessed value. Somebody else moves here from Alabama or California or, frankly, you know, the first-time home buyer, they were born and raised here, and they buy the home next door, same house, same developer, same neighborhood for $400,000. And they pay full-blown tax on $400,000, three times as much. Why? No, seriously, why? Do they use the roads three times as much? Do they use the police and the fire three times as much? Do they use the retention ponds? And I mean, like, it's an insane system. And then, you know, in that same subdivision, you have a bunch of, you know, good homes, and then you have, like, one really nice home. You know, that one home that's worth $1 million. And they just bought it, and they built it, so it's, you know, $1 million. Does that person use the roads and the retention ponds and the police and the fire 2.5 times as much as the person with the $400,000 home they just bought, or 6 or 7 times as much as the person who's been there for 10 years? Of course they don't. Do they use the schools 6 times as much, 4 times as much? Of course they don't, 3 times as much. It's an insane system. The system is crazy. Also, why should you have to rent your property from the government? Please, please, sir, don't take away my home because I didn't pay my property tax 3 years in a row. It's insane. There's nothing about it you can justify. But here we have, I mean, government's got to get its money somehow. So this is one of the most common ways the government gets its money from property taxes, right? So Republicans who are in power are finally saying, enough. At least on the home you live in, enough. But, but, like a drug addict, our local governments are absolutely dependent on the money. Because they have always been using that money. And so if you take away that revenue stream, it's going to be hard to pave the roads and clear the retention ponds and run the schools and have the fire and the police service that we all care about. Right? That's the problem, is how do you replace that?
I'm somebody that has been, very clear. I don't want people to be driven out of their house because of property taxes. It's ridiculous that that would be happening in this state. So,
yeah, I mean, it is ridiculous that that should be happening. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays on 29, 98, or Highway 90. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Governor DeSantis yesterday. Toward the end of a very long speech about education, he gets into talking about property taxes at some length, and he makes an announcement.
Local governments, we don't get any revenue from property tax. We don't administer property tax. It's a local function. We need to deal with it through a ballot initiative, which we are working on, and we'll put on the ballot in 26. So you'll have an opportunity to vote. You know, but my vision.
But that's the big announcement, by the way, is he says there will be a ballot initiative next year on eliminating the property tax of some sort, which we knew this was coming. But this, I think, is the first time he's really said it quite that way out loud. But he continues.
But my vision is, you know, if a local government, you know, wants to tax the commercial stuff, they want to tax snowbird properties, Airbnbs, whatever, you know, that's one thing. But your personal residence, you know, as a homesteaded Floridian, you know, we want you to own that tax free. And I think that'd be tremendous if we were able to do that. Now to get there.
So that's the plan. Okay. And then he goes on to talk about some of the injustices and imbalances and weirdnesses of this whole system.
If I were starting society from scratch, I would not tax property. I would tax consumption. But we're not there. So we got to work with what we do. Right. How do we get Floridians, you know, this protection and this relief? And so you look at the local governments, what has been fueling the increased spending has been the rising receipts. Now, some places raise the millage. Some places just leave the millage alone. But the problem with leaving it alone is people are paying more as a result of that because they're valuing it higher. It's like an unrealized gain.
Yeah, if your home goes up in value, you pay a higher tax when you didn't benefit at all from that increase in value, except theoretically on your balance sheet or theoretically in the future if you sell it. But the actual home doesn't do you any greater revenue. You're not earning more money off of it because you live in it. That's part of the problem with living in the home that you own, is it doesn't generate revenue for you, right?
It's one thing if, like, I buy something at the store and you pay sales tax, okay, then I buy the same thing 2 months from now, and if the price of that good went up, then maybe I have to pay a little higher. But these aren't transactions. They're just telling you your property's worth so much more.
Right, and you can't opt out of it. Like, you can't choose to not have the home be worth more according to what some person says about the market value of your home. Like, you can choose not to buy the car or choose to buy a cheaper car or not, you know, choose not to buy the nice steak. You can choose to buy the discount steak, you know, or hamburger instead, right? That's the sales tax advantage, is that if it's a consumption tax, you can always choose to consume differently. You can't choose to inhabit differently except through this massive process of selling your home. And that's exactly the injustice of having a property tax-based system where you can go up on the value as it is.
One of the things I think we've seen is a big explosion in spending at the local level. And I'm all for saying, you know, schools, public safety, fire, police, you know, the water management stuff. I mean, the core things we support. But you can do that without having a 60% in, like Broward County down in South Florida, no population increase in the last 5 years. Their budget's gone up 60%. So the question would be, is if they had the same budget level that they had before, would the sky fall? I don't think the sky would fall at all.
Now I talk a lot to the local, obviously, folks, and listen to their conversations a lot. And, you know, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Milton, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze. And so I'm very familiar with their perspective. And their perspective on this is, good Lord, man, you're going to kill us. Because we are barely staying above water as it is, having to pay for everything, which is more expensive. you know, putting in a road is more expensive. Repaving a road is more expensive. Not to mention supply chain issues still post-COVID, getting just, you know, control arms for your traffic lights and all of that kind of nonsense. But, you know, buying police is expensive. It's great that they're coming here from elsewhere in the country, thank goodness, because there's not as much of a shortage as there otherwise would be. But, you know, the folks in Escambia feel like the folks in Santa Rosa pay more, so the Escambia has to pay more, and the folks in Okaloosa pay more, and Baldwin pays more, so everybody's competing against everybody just to buy basic services from labor like fire, police, you know, EMS, and it's always that price is going up, too. And so if you make them go back to their budget of 5 years ago, it's like saying, let's go back to our labor costs of 5 years ago, and nobody lives in that fantasy world. Right. And so that's the response from local government is, yeah, we've been spending more because everything is more expensive. So that's the other side of the equation is, you know, somehow you've got to have the revenue, and property taxes are the way that we've been able to do that. It sucks for the homeowner. It sucks for the individual who's paying more and more all the time. But you've got to replace that income somehow.
That this can be done, that the amount that you're paying to local government is not 100% being used for the things that we all care about and talk about. There's other things that they're spending the money on, and especially on some of the salaries and the staff for some of the people that work in these bureaucracies. I mean, some of the county administrators, you know, are making like $280,000, $300,000. It is what it is. So is that, would you want to pay property tax to fund that, or would you rather dial that back and you get a tax cut? I mean, like, it's just, we can make these arguments, right?
And if you do put in some kind of an artificial salary cap on, say, county administrators or city administrators, what do the folks who are making above that do? Well, they move to Georgia. You know, if they can, you know, if you cut their income in half and put it at what you think is a reasonable level, you know, less than the governor, let's say, then, right, they're going to take their families and go somewhere else. So the applicant pool shrinks, the ability to attract good talent shrinks, and you get better management of the constrained resources and the expensive commodities and labor they have to buy. If you reduce the excellence of the people that you're hiring to lead your cities and your counties, I mean, you know, these are not easy problems to solve. So the real question, and this is the part that I still have not yet heard anything definitive about from the governor. I've heard a lot of variations on the how they're going to cut it, and I'm on board. Philosophically, my whole life, I have hated property taxes. Obviously, you could tell in the first part of this conversation. But somehow, a significant portion of that money has to be replaced somehow. And waving the magic Doge wand around and saying that, you know, well, the state of Florida's done well, so obviously the locals can do well. There might be some truth to that. You know, it might be that spending increases to match the budget available. That's notoriously true. Do they really have to spend all of that money? Are they really being as savings oriented as they should be? Well, you know, every municipality, every county might be a little bit different in this regard. Could they all stand a little fat trimming? Probably. But, you know, 30% of your revenue is not fat trimming. That's cutting off the arm. And when you're talking about property taxes, that's what you're talking about. So the question for you, 437-1620, is at this point, knowing what you know, you know, what do you think? Are you in favor of eliminating property taxes on homestead properties? You know, all properties, gradual phase out, over 65. These are some of the options. But what do you want to see instead? I have always said a sales tax, as the governor mentioned, a consumption tax. We should move to an increased sales tax. A sales tax is less ridiculous as a means of generating revenue. It's not as weirdly discriminatory against the people who are new homeowners versus the people who are old homeowners, people who have nicer homes versus the people who don't have nicer homes, a ridiculous tax on, you know, wealth, which is counter to what I believe in as capitalist and as an American, but okay. What do you want to see as the result? And listen, here's what I believe. If we got rid of the property tax on homestead properties, I would be thrilled to get a zero bill. Well, it wouldn't be zero because they're even talking about keeping it for schools, but okay. Some smaller bill on your home. But the only way that makes sense is if I'm also paying more in fees or paying more in sales tax. It's not like we're going to really save money, probably. And probably, since property taxes are paid by people with nicer homes more, probably people who have less are going to pay a higher share of tax. Probably. Is that an acceptable trade to you? It is to me. But we ought to be honest about that being the trade. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Somebody says, won't that just mean we will have other taxes to cover property taxes to pay for? Yes, of course. Well, I mean, if the state does that, or they could just gut local government. I mean, they've shown a willingness to do that repeatedly. Somebody says, if you sell a home that's your primary residence, you qualify to keep a lot of the capital gain and so forth. You know, no, that's true. I know. Also, you can borrow the homestead exemption from one place to the next place. I get that as well. Value-added tax or increased sales tax would be more fair. There's no reason for a person who rents or lives their homes with their mom should not have to pay their fare of the roads. Right. People who happen to have a nice, comfy living circumstance shouldn't be able to opt out of paying for the government. Before DeSantis was first governor, Florida's budget was $86 billion. Now it's $115 billion. He needs to fix his problem first. Do you want a sales tax on home purchases? I mean, I don't want a tax on anything, but I do want, you know, police, fire, roads. So I don't want them to just pull it out without having any alternative. Agreed. Welcome to state income tax because it's worth it. No, they're saying keep both. No property and no sales tax. Or so no income tax and no property tax, which would be a very – we'd be the only ones. And if a 3% increase on sales tax takes its place, I will spend more each year than what my property tax was. And that's – I think that's true. You will make up in sales tax what you save in property tax. But philosophically cleaner, in my opinion. And no loss of people's homesteads because they don't pay their tax. Also, no cheap acquiring of properties because other people don't pay their tax. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, even Garcon Point, 90, 98 are all rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Good morning, 628 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Tyler Robinson, the man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, appeared virtually in court for a hearing Monday in Utah. Both the prosecution and defense described a voluminous amount of evidence. The judge said there would be a fair trial. Prosecutors have said that they plan to seek the death penalty. Robinson's expected to appear in person at his next hearing, October 30th. President Trump saying he has a new proposal for peace in the Middle East. In a White House press event with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump said the plan would end the bloody war in Gaza. The proposal includes the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas since October 7th and for Israel to withdraw from Gaza.
And Hamas to totally lay down their arms and also give up political control over Gaza to the interim Board of Peace or whatever. Right.
Right. And a popular PBS show is coming back after almost 20 years since its last episode.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Unfortunately,
John is over here singing with it. I love
it. Well, that's because my son is, you know, he watched it. Yeah.
Did he? Well, LeVar Burton's not coming back, though. Apparently, the new version of Reading Rainbow is going to be on Kidzuko's YouTube channel and digital creator Michael Threets.
It's my favorite host. My favorite influencer on YouTube.
Your favorite? Your favorite TikToker, too?
Oh, by the way, since we're in this vicinity, did you see that McDonald's is going to have the Monopoly game again?
No.
First time in like a decade. Yeah, so now you can buy more McDonald's to collect your pieces and maybe win the lottery.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The government set to shut down tonight unless lawmakers are able to reach a last-minute deal on federal funding. Democrats want health care protections. Meanwhile,
Republicans want a temporary spending measure that the House already passed. It keeps funding at current levels while lawmakers continue to work through the appropriations process.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera. After 2 years of violence, President Trump unveiled a 20-point plan to bring peace in the war between Israel and Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas will be disarmed. Gaza will be demilitarized.
Fox's Jared Halpern is more.
Under the plan, the war in Gaza would immediately end. All hostages released within days, and Israel gradually withdraws as a civilian-led committee begins the process of establishing a post-war Gaza government.
Hamas says it's reviewing the plan. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got mostly clear skies. It is 69 degrees in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The city of Pensacola has officially acquired the old Baptist Hospital campus on Ian Moreno Streets. This, of course, has been a years-long process. Began back in 2024. When the property was donated to the city by Baptist, or the agreement was drafted, the plan now is to tear down the old hospital to use that land to benefit the community. Demolition will begin by the end of this year, and it'll be a lengthy process, should be wrapped up by summer of 2027. They are planning some public engagement meetings to include residents in that process. The University of West Florida is considering opening an elementary school on campus. If there's enough interest from parents, the university could open a K-3 school within the next year. Interim President Manny Diaz Jr. announced plans for a tuition-free school that would serve the kids of UWF students and staff. The proposed school would serve up to 50 students and also function as a training hub for the College of Education. The initial focus would be on grades K-3, but Diaz did say there'd be potential for an expansion to 6th grade and to include more local students. The initiative aims to address declining undergraduate enrollment in education while also providing convenient childcare for faculty and staff. If there's enough interest, this school could open as soon as next spring, but next fall would be more likely. Local businessman and philanthropist Lewis Bear Jr., who passed in 2023, was recognized yesterday with a street naming ceremony. He's known for giving back to the community.
He loved our community. He loved to give back to this community. He loved working with people in the community to help it grow. He had a vision and knew that this place was his home, has been our family's home for a long time, and he just wanted to continue to see it better, not for any kind of recognition, just to make it a better place to live.
Lewis Bear's son, David Bear, his wife, Belle Bear, was also at that ceremony yesterday, and she said Lewis never did like the recognition, but he loved helping other people and helping the community. Well, it's great to be a Florida Gator or graduate from any other public college or university in the state of Florida. That's what Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday in Gainesville. He said, thanks to the Bright Futures Scholarship, in-state students can get their entire tuitions taken care of, or up to 75% off if they qualify. That means the majority of Florida students don't need to take out loans when they go to college. Speaking of Governor DeSantis, he signed the death warrant Friday for Norman Grimm. The 65-year-old will be put to death October 28th. He was convicted back in 1998 of raping and killing Cynthia Chapman in Santa Rosa County. Meanwhile, the state also scheduled to execute Victor Tony Jones today. He killed a couple in Miami 35 years ago. He'll be the 13th person executed in Florida this year. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just got a tip about an accident that happened at West Government and Barrancas. In the eastbound, Barrancas is completely shut down right now. A car versus a motorcycle there. So just plan around that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, thank you very much, John. 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a mostly sunny day today with a high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. For Thursday, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 85. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And 68 degrees in Pensacola. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You depend on your vehicle, and you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair. And due to customer demand, they had to move to a larger shop on Beverly Parkway. They offer low rates, great warranties on all their work, free vehicle inspections, and they even offer financing. Their fully certified mechanics will take great care of your regular or diesel vehicle. Call 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 403 Beverly Parkway, Pensacola.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to score tickets to see FSU take on the Miami Hurricanes Saturday? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sex.
sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
All right, this is a genuine oh-my-God moment. The other day, remember I was sharing with you the idea that the Gen Zers, they go to TikTok. It's their primary search engine. It's their primary source of news. It's very concerning. We got a new update on Gen Z. Love those little kiddos. You know, I have kids in this age range. Oh, scary. But, okay, so here goes. You ready? This is... Oh, my God. A new survey reveals that a staggering 73% of people in Generation Z trust astrology more than science.
Excuse me? 73%?
73%. Now, there is a, it's not an asterisk, it's a context, but when making romantic decisions. But in any context.
Right.
If you trust astrology more than science, we have a problem.
What?
The there's an artificial intelligence-powered astrology app, The Hint. Responses from 3,400 users show that many in Gen Z are turning to astrology for romantic help because they're so frustrated with dating culture and dating apps.
Oh, man.
What's your sign, man? Gen Z grew up with signs at their fingertips. But when it comes to love, they're looking for something science alone cannot provide, a sense of narrative and coherence. This is from Lee Roberts, the public relations manager for the app. She tells Newsweek, our data shows 73% of young people currently trust astrology over astronomy in romantic decision making, not because they doubt science, but because they crave frameworks to give meaning to emotional experiences. The managing director for now, in some regards, I take this as they're a little bit, you know, on the one side, but that's fine. What stands out in our research is not a rejection. This is not a crazy perspective. This is why the app is working. This is why people are using it. This is why they believe in astrology. It's not a rejection of rationality, but an insistence on emotional resonance. Oh, get your emotional resonance here.
Mental health day.
We have bowls that make weird sounds. Gen Z. I could have been a Tibetan monk. I just don't have the voice for it. Gen Z are effectively saying... Science explains the stars, but astrology explains us. Now, if you just threw up in your mouth a little bit, it's understandable. That's why symbolic systems are becoming central to how they approach love and intimacy. So, yes, the context is a little weird, but the general idea of we need meaning, not understanding.
Okay. Okay.
We're doomed. Okay. Meanwhile, this is one of the... I was trying to explain this one to my wife yesterday, and she just kept looking at me with a more and more befuddled expression. But here we go. Since we're doing signs of the apocalypse, thank you, Bobby. Love this feature.
Do it.
To fight climate change, Google is burying cow poop.
Huh? What?
Did you not? Google is shelling out for cow manure, but maybe not in the way you'd expect. The tech giant just inked a deal with Kansas-based startup Vaulted Deep to buy 50,000 tons of carbon removal over the next 5 years by way of I can't make up any of these words.
So we're buying poop?
No. By way of injecting animal waste and sewage sludge 1,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The goal, to lock away carbon and methane emissions that would otherwise escape into the air, heating up the planet. Microsoft struck a similar deal earlier this year. So...
I don't even...
These... Companies, it's kind of in the vein of like carbon offsets, but it's these companies that are spending millions of dollars to store animal excrement under the surface of the earth deep down in the poop tomb. The poop vault? The poop cave? The poop containment facility, the PCF.
So is this getting buried on their property or someone else's property?
Well, the company's in Kansas. So I'm guessing it's in Kansas.
How could you prove that you buried
it? Can I just for a second imagine the frame of mind of not even a person, but enough person to start a company and then to buy the service the company is selling. There's a lot of people on board with this project who think to themselves, my God, my Gaia, we're destroying this planet. Sea level rise. Polar ice caps melting. Endangered polar bears and penguins. You know what we need to do? Bury the poop!
I'm just... There we go.
The rallying cry of a new generation. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3.
That's my astrological sign.
No, I mean, Virgo's ascending and Sagittarius says bury the poop, right? So, for it. Just. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Boy. Okay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with the accident that happened on West Government and Barrancas. The eastbound lane of Barrancas is being closed for right now, and they're rerouting traffic through the westbound lane. So just be careful with that and avoid that situation. I-10, I-110 are still looking good this morning. Not seeing any delays there, or 90, Highway 29, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives, deep.
Oh, now we're starting to get the names for the storage facility. Text me your names if you have creative name suggestions. I'll talk about them. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You know that people believe in them because if you drive around town, you can see the thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of evidence that they have sold cars, and that's the bumper stickers and the license plate frames. They're everywhere. And that means that people went there, got a car, and decided to keep that on their car because they liked the product enough that they thought it was worth, keeping it on their car. And they do. And, to hear me talk about them is one thing, okay? To hear Dave Ramsey talk about them is one thing. You know, we're a couple of people on the radio, okay? But seriously, thousands and thousands and thousands of cars in our area have the license plate frame or the bumper sticker that says Frontier Motors, and that's another satisfied customer. So don't just take our word for it. Take that word of, all the people that you see at the traffic lights and in your neighborhood that have these, things on their car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you. Oh, I was going to tell them about that.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Terrence Athros.
My fault.
I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Jazz at Jackson's, Fall and Winter Menus, Fall Harvest Dinner, A Great Southern Dinner, Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving Grab and Go, all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
And I'm on the stage cooking and smoking.
This week it's Brandon Giles coming to the Gulfside Pavilion. He's a self-taught pianist by the age of 12, and he would describe it as Little Richard meets Kid Rock on steroids. You get it all at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it?
I still can't believe we're talking about this plan to bury cow and pig excrement deep underground to protect the Earth from the methane emissions. Seriously, this is not a joke. This is a real news story. Google and Microsoft have inked giant deals to bury thousands and tens of thousands of tons of cow poo.
Isn't that just called fertilizer?
Yeah. So I also think it's funny that apparently there's, you know, they believe that there's more emissions saved in the burying of the cow dung than there is in the, I don't know, building of the cow dung retention facility. The digging and the drilling and the bumping and the transporting and all of the other things. But, you know, who am I to challenge the science? Don't question the science.
Let's ask TikTok.
Yeah, all right. What's that?
Let's ask TikTok.
What it thinks. That's a brilliant idea. Let's see. This is going back to the astrology story. Choose astrologists like Nancy Reagan did to set the president's schedule. I think astrology in relation, the story was that 73% of Gen Zers trust astrology over science when it comes to romance and, you know, matchmaking. I think astrology is related to love. I think astrology in relating to love makes sense, less sense than astronomy, not so much. Science and love do not go hand in hand. Let's see where else here. Scrolling. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just plain old. Yes.
Yep.
Called the crap cave. Ooh, I like that. The crap cave. Deep well poop injection sounds like your creative money laundering scheme. Oh, that's true. You know, you asked the question, why can't we come up with any of these great schemes?
Right.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of the Rapture Pets service, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The atheists selling to the Christians who are worried about the rapture and how their pets will do post-rapture. Everybody wins. You know, look, the Kansas company that buries the poo wins because they make money. Google wins because they virtue signal and think they're good carbon people. And I don't know, I guess the poo wins because it has a nice warm home. I don't know. 4-7-6. You know, I don't know if they dig the holes or if they just inject them back into, like, where there's methane been extracted or what. You know, I don't, it's just hard to figure out all this stuff. Does this mean that the AI girlfriend has to be a Virgo? Oh, good question.
Oh.
$20 says it's a cover for stockpiling information in an underground bunker for when everything goes poop up. Supply logistics called it the paddy wagon. The pucky buggy. Oh, I got that one. I'm writing that one down. Because you know this is coming back on Friday. I mean, you know for sure this is a transgressor's topic. Forget about Sagittarius. I'm still trying to imagine Gen Z seeking emotional resonance with cow poop buried so far below the surface. The cow patty underground depository, the seepud, ruining the drinking water is what they should say. No, fair point. That's what my wife said. What about the aquifer? Will they be stored like big cheese wheels and age with grace?
Oh.
And somebody just says, it's a good thing that every morning I wake up and listen to your show. I don't know whether they mean that sincerely or a satire, but either way, I'll embrace it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning.
Well, now we know where the worms from Tremors came from.
Oh.
See, it's a... Yeah. Okay, go on, David. Okay.
The Boeing strike appears to be headed into another month as the aerospace giant and union leaders in St. Louis remain pretty far apart on a deal. The International Association of Machinists said that discussions yesterday did not lead to any progress, despite them now having a federal mediator. About 3,000 employees in the St. Louis area have been on strike since August. Illinois leaders are condemning the Trump administration's use of ICE and Border Patrol federal agents in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there were numerous reports over the weekend of federal agents intimidating civilians around the Chicagoland area. The father of the Michigan man who killed four people and injured eight others in the mass shooting at the Mormon church is speaking out about that incident. Thomas Sanford is the father's name. He said he feels terrible about all the families that have been hurt. His son, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, was killed by police who responded to the Church of Latter-day Saints shooting on Sunday. Sanford did not speculate on his son's motive.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. File this in, I guess it's good news. The post office made an announcement yesterday in what has got to be one of the weirdest announcements that you're ever going to hear. But the post office announced, you know how like stamp prices go up all the time? The forever stamp is the price of the current stamp, but you can use it forever at any time, any price point. And then I guess all stamps are forever stamps though now, right? Like you can't even buy a regular priced stamp.
Stamp in years.
All right, fair enough. But okay, so you know, and it goes up like twice a year. It's been going up. Basically every 6 months it's been going up. So the Postal Service said in a statement, the price of a stamp to mail a 1 ounce single piece first class letter will not increase.
What?
In early 2026.
What?
So the news is that the stamp price will not go up next year, in early 2026. Note the very clear delineation of early. They didn't say for the whole year. They said that the, as you've gotten used to them, the biannual, semi-annual, bi is two, semi is half. Okay, semi-annual. I have to always work that one through in my head
it's
for whatever
okay.
reason. But the semi-annual price increase of a first-class stamp will not happen in January. So we could still get one like in July. Okay, so here's my trivia question for the day, John, before you do your traffic. What is the current price of a first-class stamp mailing for a one-ounce envelope?
I have no, like I just told you, I ain't been in there in years.
Take
what,
a
75
stab. Take a stab.
75 cents.
You're really close.
Really?
Yeah, it was 73, and it just went up in July to 78 cents.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and they're nickel and, they're literally nickel and diming us to death, right? So, yeah.
And pinning us.
It's been twice a year in 2023 and in 2024. Over the past 5 years, first class mail and marketing mail have gone up more than 50%. Periodical prices have gone up by 67%. Meanwhile, the Postal Service still says we are an economically viable engine. As fewer people, because nobody uses them anymore because they do online banking and they do texting and they do email and, you know, poor old regular paper just, you know, sits and watches. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde running through October 5th. You can get your tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Still dealing with the accident that happened on West Government and Barrancas. Still seeing eastbound of Barrancas still shut down as they divert traffic in another direction. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays on 29, 90, or 98. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, I think we got the best comment yet.
What?
On the poop burying story, the underground anti-climate methane vault for the cow and pig excrement. Somebody says methane from the Dookie Dome.
Dookie Dome. Love it.
Can generate clean electricity for years. That's all that is. That's all that is. Dookie That's Dome. Just harvesting, you know, future energy.
We haven't got any poop emojis either. That's no. what I was really was wondering. I was
like,
wow.
Oh, man. Do I have enough time to do this? I think I have enough time to do this. You know, the genuinely negative, bad, upsetting, I guess, news yesterday was, did you hear about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman?
Yes, I was told about that.
19 years married, two kids, and by, I don't pretend to follow the celebrities and their relationships closely in any world, but they seemed loving, happy. They had all these, you know, interesting rules, like they don't text each other, they only talk in person, you know, which is kind of a nice thing. And they seemed, you know, like both like loving people. His haircut always bothers me. Can't stand his haircut.
I don't think he got one.
No, it's basically, you know, drug user
wake
chic
up.
Is kind of, yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyway, so they're getting a divorce and they've been separated already for a while. You know, sources, whatever, say she was still trying to save the marriage. He wasn't. I don't know the details. Here's my one thought. When a marriage in celebrities is short term, it's not that big a deal because they come and go all the time, and that's normal, you think of. It's when celebrities finally kind of make it, you know, past about the 10 or 15 year mark, you kind of put them into the like safe category. You think they're going to last, you know, forever. They're going to actually do marriage, you know, till death do us part. And so when they don't, it kind of threatens your view, your premise that some marriages get to that, like, safe point. And that's bad. I mean, it makes you sad. It's a lesson that they're teaching the world about no marriage is safe. It's a marker that, you know, some marriages still won't last after a long time. I actually think that people who married a long time almost have more of an obligation to stick it out just because it's so disconcerting to people, so upsetting to them to see your marriage go away, like when Al Gore and Tipper. What? You know, it's crazy stuff to think about that possibility. But yeah, every marriage takes work. Every marriage has struggles. You know, marriage, the crude problems over time may show up later. But terrible.
Stream this at NewsRadio.